those who are on the other side of the coin right now, the investors in Bitcoin, are smiling rather than worrying about where their next meal might come from. And Jason Wells is the head of crypto at Jaltek. Jason, good to be talking with you. We know Jaltek well. It's a BizNews partner. You guys are a reputable business. I'm happy that we've had a long relationship with you, and as a result, I'm sure that you would feel just as strongly as BizNews does and as the Financial Services Conduct Authority does about these high-pressure salespeople in organizations like Banxo, whether they Banxo is an innocent party or not. But when it comes to crypto, when it comes to your field, is there any particular advice that you can give to people before they invest in Bitcoin?
Yeah, I mean, so I think it's prudent to understand that crypto is, despite its high promise, it is still probably the riskiest asset class you can invest in at this stage. Never invest more than you can afford to lose. And as a tried and true method for investing in volatile assets, dollar cost averaging is really any investor's friend in this market. I don't think anybody who's we're sitting at all-time highs right now, but anybody in the history of Bitcoin's life who has embarked on a dollar cost averaging approach to investment has pretty much never seen any significant drawdown on their investment. So that would be my very high level.
Explain that, because you've used a word called drawdown, which means losses. You guys in financial services come up with interesting terms, but dollar cost averaging, how does that work?
Cool. So dollar cost averaging, really, I mean, the dollar doesn't really need to be there, but it's essentially just spreading out an investment instead of doing a big lump sum investment to do an investment over a longer period of time. So that you're not beholden to where the price is at any moment in time. Say, for instance, you invested right now in Bitcoin, you put R1 million in, Bitcoin obviously doesn't, or potentially doesn't do well over the next month. You might be sitting on a 20% drawdown, and you might be thinking, this is not the market I want to be in. Whereas if you take a more long-term approach, you invest slowly over a long period of time, each one of those investments will not necessarily be so beholden to individual or the market conditions at that individual point in time. And you basically, you give up your opportunity to make massive outsized returns. But at the same time, you give up the potential of making massive losses as a result of bad market timing. And for a volatile market where you have a strong thesis on the long-term value of an asset, that approach makes a lot of sense. You capture a lot of that upside without taking on any. And
I guess a lot of people would understand that from the unit trusts, where they've got a debit order that goes in every month, R1,000 a month, and then they'll see one month they buy more units and the next month they buy less, given the price movement. But tell us about Bitcoin. It's had a phenomenal run. I'm looking at I'm having a look at the graph. This year alone, Bitcoin year to date has risen 63%. We're sitting at, as you say, 72,000. I'm not sure if that's an all-time high, but it'd be very close to an all-time high right now. What's causing it?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's quite important to kind of set the stage. This rally isn't anything new. It's not something that started in 2024. I think it really started in the depths of the 2022 bear market. But kind of to set the stage, there's been a few things earlier this year that have been very supportive of crypto as an asset class. Firstly, we had the ETFs, spot Bitcoin ETFs launching back in January, the most successful ETF launches of all time. That has unlocked a new set of investors who previously weren't comfortable investing into Bitcoin due to the self-custody risks and counterparty risks involved. Secondly, we had the halving in April, which was a supply shock for Bitcoin. But I think more relevant to the recent rally have been a few high-profile endorsements from players in the traditional finance space. I think Larry Fink comes to mind, who on the BlackRock earnings call was it last month or earlier this month? Explicitly mentioned Bitcoin as a long term competitor to gold and as a gold like asset. Though very more acutely and over the last couple of days specifically, I think a lot has turned on. So we've got this really supportive environment, also supported by macroeconomic conditions and easing cycle, but a growing growing expectations that Trump has a very good chance of taking the presidency in the U.S. He's explicitly said that he will start a Bitcoin reserve for the U.S. government if he comes into power. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen. But a Trump presidency would be a little bit more pro-crypto than a Democrat presidency, with the Republican Party being generally pro-issue. And at the same time, any sort of outcome of the U.S. election is going to be driving an increase to the government deficit there and generate a little bit of inflationary pressure, while also kind of portending some risks to the dollar as the global reserve currency, though that's probably a much longer story. And I think the clue there to look at is gold is also at all-time highs, right? And despite interest rates, so the back end of the yield curve, if you look at long-term interest rates, they're picking up despite us being in an easing cycle. And that's kind of, for me, illustrative that the market is pricing in some sort of fiscal cliff for the U.S. government, which, essentially, they're going to have to start monetizing the debt to get out of their debt situation, which shouldn't be supportive of any hard assets like gold or Bitcoin.
Jason, you've given us a lot of insights. On the other hand, though, at $72,279 per Bitcoin, would you be buying them right now?
I personally do a dollar cost averaging approach for my long-term investment holdings. I mean, I do a little bit of trading on the side. I'm not a successful trader. I do it for fun. I've got no interest doing it. But in my long-term retirement savings, do it a dollar cost average into crypto.
So you'd put a certain amount aside every month, and if it goes to $272,000 or $72, it doesn't matter. You believe
entirely
in the asset
agnostic
class,
yeah.
And you keep.
I think 10 years from now, it's going to be a good investment in my view. I've got no problems buying it any of these.
Jason Welts is the head of crypto at Geltech, and booming Bitcoin is something that you've got to take account of